Good afternoon. This is August the 22nd, 2019, Thursday evening's Q&A call. We welcome you. I am Linda Brewer, your host. I appreciate you joining us tonight. And wherever you are, may you be safe. And if you have anything you want to say, ask, share, or whatever, please just raise your hand by hitting star 2 to raise your hand. And again, my name is Linda Brewer, and I am your host for this evening. So thank you. We have a good crowd this evening. Great. I love it. So does anyone have anything? If so, hit star 2 to raise your hand. I will check Q&A before I start on the internet. This call is being recorded for people to listen to who could not attend tonight. It is recorded only for intentional purposes of people can listen later, or if there's something on this call you want to go back and listen to or any other calls, it's there for your availability. It is a courtesy type thing, not an invasion of your privacy by any means. And I would call out the last four digits of the number that is on the call list on the call. So again, does anyone start to raise your hand? Well, let me make a disclaimer. I was supposed to be on the call last week. I had laryngitis, and every now and then I have a coughing spell. So if that happens tonight, I will unmute myself, and I will be back as quickly as I can. If you would like to volunteer if I have a coughing spell tonight, hit star 2, and I'll know who to unmute, and you can talk while I'm coughing, if I have to. I'm committed not to have to cough. Not that I don't want you to talk. I just don't want to interrupt the call. Okay. Well, let's start this evening with our Universal Healing Code prayer. I pray that all known and all unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and take a deep breath and name what tonight you would like to know truth about and to be healed in love, light, and truth. And that is our prayer, that it would be found open and healing by filling you, me, and each one of us with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased 100% times or more. And this will make your healing in priority as you're ready to know your truth and be set free. Let's take another deep breath. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. both hands temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Taking a very gentle, deep, complete breath. In and out. Gentle. And ever what position you are in, eyes closed, eyes open, notice what was you thinking? How were you feeling? And if you could have changed one thing about the image, what would it be? And who's the one person that you would love to sit down and tell the story to? And if you have anything you would like to share about your experience just now, or anything that's going on in your life, or any questions that we can answer for you, we will be happy to. Hit star 2 to raise your hand. Star 2 going once, going twice. All right. Five, four, four, six, how are you?
Ooh. And I'm fine.
Wait, yeah. I just got you. I unmuted you, and then somehow I muted you back. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, especially now that I did that code with you.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I did not have a chance to do it today at lunchtime. And I am most grateful that I had a chance to do it now. I have something that, well, I found it kind of interesting. I'd like to share it from yesterday, as a matter of fact. Usually on Wednesday nights, I go to a church service. I could not go last night, but I found it very interesting that where I was straightening out something regarding my smartphone that had broken. I had to go somewhere and get that all fixed up. Anyway, so I was there after work in the store, the Spectrum store, and it was time for the service. It was 7:30, and I all of a sudden felt the energy, the healing energy that I feel when I go to the church, which I'm more attuned to now that I've been doing the healing codes. I'm in tune with the stream, the healing, which I. And so I thought it was very interesting that I felt it at the same time that they must have been reading from the Bible. I looked at the clock. It was 7:35, and they first read from the Bible. And I felt the energy, it all going through my body. And I thought that was very interesting, and I kind of wonder. And I remembered that once at a testimonial meeting there, which is the Wednesday night meeting is, I had mentioned something about appreciating the energy or something of the service. And one of the members of the congregation, I heard an audible scoffing noise. So I never mentioned energy there again. And I'm kind of interested. I wonder why at a church that they don't really like that. I've noticed not only my church, but I think in general, they don't really appreciate the concept of energy healing. And it's interesting to me because for me, it's as you know, a godly a method as certainly as medicine. And I'm constantly reminded when I do the healing codes and I go into it stressed out and with my mind on a lot of other things, and then I do the code, especially the one for peace, I feel like that Gadarene insane man who is shouting out obscenities and not wearing anything. And after Jesus has healing on him, the man was found there. He was clothed in his right mind. I feel like that after I do the healing code. I kind of am amused by the fact that, you know, energy is really not understood in the church. But anyway, so I keep my mouth shut. I'm discreet about it, and I just do my thing. And I'm so grateful for the healing codes providing this instant connection to healing energy that can make me, help me, lead me to just feeling so, you know, calm and stable after some coding. So I just wanted to share that and express that.
Well, thank you. And may I share some of the things that came to me while you were speaking?
Yes, please do.
One thought was that someone in that meeting looked around and they did not see your presence, and they sent you loving energy. And the other thought that I had was that, and you received it, and you received it very beautifully and very peacefully. And the other thought that I had was the church, as I know it, and as I know other people say they know it, is it's a set of rules, and it's a set. It's just not in their billowack. And so when you go in and you mention something and they're not used to hearing it, or it's been associated with something that maybe not does not have a good name or whatever, then they're very, very uncomfortable with it instead of sitting down and saying, tell me more about this. Help me understand how this, what this does for you. So instead of being inquisitive, they're judgmental, so they can stay in their comfort zone, and they don't have to change. They can just, that's what the unhealthy beliefs are. And so if that helps you.
Well, it was very interesting to hear your theory that somebody was actually sending me the good energy, and that's what I felt on last night at 7:30. They were thinking of me, and that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is truly what love energy is, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's great, because I know they're very, I mean, there's a lot of loving people in that church. They've expressed great love and friendliness and kindness to me, even though I'm not an official member. And one of the reasons I'm not a member is that I do things like the energy, the healing codes, and I don't think they would appreciate that. So I'm not a member, but they know I'm not a member, but they're nevertheless extremely kind to me and friendly, and for the most part, I mean, basically all of them now. So they may have been actually sending me some loving, well, they wouldn't call it energy, but you know. We do. So that was
loving
nice.
Thoughts, well, loving prayers. Yeah,
yeah,
it doesn't. It's all the outcome and the intention is the same, regardless of the word that we put with it.
Yes, yes, that's right. So thank you for that. And of course, I understand that it's hard for people to, well, learn, me included, to do new stuff or learn new stuff that isn't the way they were taught or brought up. I mean, people, it's human nature to be a little bit stuck sometimes, and that's fine. It's okay. It did not stop me from going to that service, but it just kind of made me realize I need to be a little discreet. That's all. That's not a problem. But thank you
I think you need to stand up and speak from your loving spirit. Because I believe your greatest days are to come, and I know you've been talking about retirement, but I believe that you are so impactful with such a strong presence of love and truth that you, if you could see that in a movie or something, you would absolutely be astounded.
Well, thank you. That's something to think about.
Yeah. You're very, very welcome.
Thanks, Linda. Appreciate it.
Yes. Yes. So I would, I believe if we can hold our head with a conviction that we are love, light, and truth, that, and we speak and we live in that, that pathways will be open that we cannot even imagine.
It's true. Yeah.
It's too good to keep to yourself.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, I tell my husband, I don't want to be right. I would just like to be correct.
I like that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a subtle difference, but it's interesting, yeah.
Yes. Well, I've always thought if I'm right, somebody else has to be wrong. But if I'm correct in my belief and my convictions and my facts, then they can explore and accept it or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are you near retirement?
Oh, I was going to leave. I was going to ask you how your husband is doing, actually. How is Royce doing?
Okay. He's, we're having good, I mean, every day is the same and every day is different. He's getting stronger.
Yeah.
The last 3 or 4 days he's had some dizziness when he starts to get up, and his leg that locks up on him, but I believe in the spirit. I think he's healed. Now, whether I see the manifestation here or I see it in heaven, I know he's healed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
It is a spiritual thing. Healing is a spiritual quality of wholeness. That's right. And so things do take
Go ahead.
To reach the physical plane, it could take longer than, I mean, you could be healed on a deep spiritual level, and that's what really matters, but it may take a little time to reach the earth plane, the physicality, and I have heard that. I do, in a way, understand it better than I used to anyway, so, but the main thing is to be healed on a deep level, spiritually.
Absolutely, and so we just cherish every moment, and during this journey, I have truly let go and trust God. And so instead of all of my ifs and what ifs and my panics and that's not going to accomplish one thing, Linda, except rob you of the moment, and so let it go.
It's great.
Yes, it's a beautiful place to arrive in and choose to go back to. And it's a constant choice.
Yeah, it is. Can I just mention you were referring to my retirement, and I fully had intended to be retired on October 1st, and I used up a month of sick days in July and 2 weeks of vacation in August, during which my sister and I went to a cousin's wedding in California. It was just totally lovely vacation. When I came back to work on August 12th, within the first 10 minutes, I realized I wasn't going anywhere for a while. I just did. Yeah. So that's fine. It's how it is right now. It doesn't mean I'm never going to retire, but I'm putting that on hold. It just felt right for now. There were many factors involved. But I'm not going to go into all the details. The upshot is I'm there right now, and I have no retirement date anymore in mind for the time being. I certainly will at some point, but this is not the point.
Well, Ms. Pat, I think that is awesome that you are getting such clarity about who you are, what you want, and the value of you, and making choices. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it felt like the right thing for now. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And thank you for contributing to the call. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, my pleasure. As I mentioned to Kay last week, I'm very, very grateful for these Healing Codes calls. It you know, connects me to the Healing Codes family and, you know, people who are doing this. And it means a lot to me to have these calls. So thank you.
Wonderful. Well, you're welcome. And if they ever cease and you anyone on the call, y'all need to call me, just give me a buzz.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Pat. I'm excited for you. It's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Really? Thanks.
Yes. 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 Hit star 2 if anyone else wants to join our conversation, please. Audibly. Okay. Ms. Pat, you have anything else?
Not for the moment, but if I think of anything, I'll hit star 2 if you unmute me now. Or mute me, I forgot. If you mute me
Okay.
I'll hit star 2.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Well, a dear friend of mine today posted, I'm assuming, that her husband she was, I don't know what she was grieving, but I would assume it was her. But it brought up to me as I was thinking about, okay, if I don't have someone as awesome as Pat to contribute tonight, what would we talk about? And the word that came up for me is grief. And I always believe things are never what they seem. And it's about that energy Pat was talking about. Does it give you that peaceful energy, that warm sense, whatever your way of processing that might be? Or does it give you fear and panic and stress? What is it? And when you think about all of what I'd like to call little arms of just like a word grief, and some of the words that came to me was sadness, bitterness, unforgiveness, fear, shame, and being afraid to express that, even if you just sit down and talk to yourself. Where do you feel like that you have grief in your life? Or if you do, or if you don't, or if you've processed it before. And as you just take a moment and think about the word grief, what image do you have? Do you have shame? And one of the places where you would hold the shame in your body is right above the breastplate. And often it will make you short of breath. And I believe if you don't process shame, I think one of the biggest outcomes of shame, in my opinion, is bitterness and unworthiness. Wow, haven't thought about that word in a long time, unworthiness. Do we think, when we think of unworthiness, do we think of all the things we want to do, we wish we had have done, we could have done? And when was that moment in time that was so painful you could not let it go? Grief wears many faces, has many behaviors, and does damage to every person that you have ever loved, will love, do love, but most of all, what it does to you. So let's think about grief. What picture would you put with grief? What came to me was, for me, grief would be a darkness that I would feel in that area above my breast. I would feel lonely, hopeless, dirty in the sense that, I don't know, I'm just talking, and it's just coming up to me. So this is not written nowhere in law or anything else. And then we have the grief of loss, of things. Our home may burn. Our loved one that just dropped right in front of us. We may have lost a limb, our freedom, our financial freedom. And every morning when you pick up the newspaper and when you turn on your TV, there's been another shooting, there's been another tweet, there's been another broadcaster, there's been someone who's lost everything for the sake of their pride and a few moments of pleasure. So let's take a few minutes. And if you watch the evening news, if you read a newspaper, if you walk the streets and think about what it would be like to be full of fear and grief and anger and bitterness. And as we do that, let's breathe into the love, light, honoring, and truth. And so we send this out to everyone who will ever listen to this call or listening, who may know someone that could use an encouraging word. You could pick up the phone call. You could drop a note. You could stop and say hello. Pray for our people and our country, that dignity, respect, and honor will begin with us, and we will pass it along as if we're walking down the street, dropping beautiful rose petals and light, and maybe even a nice piece of chocolate. Let's be the one who can process, know who we are, know our value and our worth, and our competencies, that we can stand up and we can say good morning. We can make that one phone call. We can drop that one note. We can be that encourager. We can be the voice for the mute and the ears for the deaf. The arms for the crippled and the lame. The feet by the arms for those who don't have it. If you know a veteran, reach out and say thank you for helping me have freedom in a country. And then thank your God for the freedom of being set free of grief, pride, anger, darkness, and receive it all for yourself and love and truth, that you are a divine light walking among energy that cannot come near you, cannot encompass you, cannot control you, because you know your value, you know your worth, and you're willing to be a light. Hit star 2 if you have any questions, comments. anyone, I will check Q&A. And maybe you have a word for the day that's come to you. Thank you, Miss Pat. You're unmuted.
Hi. Thanks, Linda. That was really very profound what you just did. This is going to be for the this is on the archives, and I'm definitely going to need to revisit that because there was a lot in it and a lot worth contemplating more than once. I'm very grateful for that. And it made me realize
thank you.
You're welcome. It made me realize a couple of things. And well, first I'll say right off the bat that it was amazing that you chose grief, because in spite of the fact that I do feel that I'm making progress in life and I'm getting to work out a lot of my issues with the healing codes, grief is a very big issue in my life. It's almost, well, it's a I wouldn't say a constant companion, but a very frequent companion. And the face it takes in my life is regretting that I wasn't a better person in my relationships with others in the past. So this is something I'm constantly working on, you know, with the joy category, overcoming grief and depression, and basically with the codes that I do. I'm always including these issues. It's almost as if I'm haunted by the past, by my behaviors in the past. So you've given me a lot to think about, especially with, you know, breathing in the light and the love and the truth. And then I have found that doing for others is a very good way to combat grief, to, you know, come out of yourself and well, actually, when I pray for others, that helps me a lot as well. And even tonight when we did our healing code and I included people that I hadn't included very often at all before, and that includes some political figures that I do not admire the behavior of, but I thought, wait, I was able to stop and wait a minute and step aside and say, well, wait a minute, if they're acting in ways that are really kind of unpalatable at times, where am I in this? Am I just in the position of saying they shouldn't be doing that, or isn't it better for me to pray for these people, just, you know, pray for goodness and love to reign in everybody's heart, including my own. So it is a good remedy for grief to think of others and to put your energy towards, you know, going outside yourself and being a blessing to others. That is a really good remedy for that, as is the meditation that you just provided us that I will definitely revisit. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. One of the things this week when I picked up the newspaper or something, I don't know what I was doing, and the thought that it's given me such peace. And Ronald Reagan had a way of saying, my fellow Americans. And I thought, how awesome it would be if everyone would look, and Washington would look down on the people in this country and say, my fellow Americans. And you may not, you don't have to be an American, but whatever, but it was a unity. And I believe we have the power to do that in our own world. And that we can say, my fellow human being friend or my friend, and just show the kindness. And I believe we are coming into, we're in a time when it's going to happen. But I don't know why that came to me, but I just love the way he said that. And so my fellow friends on this call, I thank you for being here and for participating and listening. And it's a joy. It's a blessing. And life is a journey, And there's one thing we cannot do anything about, and that's what we've done in the past. And I remember years ago, I was at a seminar, and the gentleman, I remember his first name was Marvin, and his whole process was that it's something like 1.5 to 2% of the people who actually live in the moment. And what I learned from that seminar for myself was that my past is just like it never was. And I know it's in my cellular memories because I'm certainly processing a lot of stuff. But, and all I could do would think if about the future. So he said, you are always, and at that time it wasn't a pleasant, my presence wasn't that pleasant by any means. It was very destructive. But he says, that's how you react in life. And I often think about that as, what if I had been able to process my grief and my behavior and my meanness. I was mean. And, I mean, I'd rather fight than do anything in the world. And, but if I could have seen the destruction in that, not only for the other person, but myself, but there's nothing I can do about that. So, coming into the moment and just being grateful that you still have this beautiful opportunity to be alive and to be the light. And to be that hand and those arms and those feet and those eyes and voices. We all have this power, every one of us. There's not a human being alive that does not have it. We have to choose to let it be our present and let it develop our future and forgive the past. And just as I said that, Pat, and this is another thing that I've been really processing. The thief on the cross, he didn't do a thing except believe that there was love and truth and light. And the answer was, I condemn you not. Today you're in paradise with me. And paradise is being in that moment, now, in peace, feeling what you're feeling, and knowing that you're loved and forgiven. And what the world would be like if every human being could live in that. You are forgiven. You're judged not. You're competent, you belong, you have a right to belong, and you are worthy because you're love. Anyone have anything to say? Comments? The mic's still open, Ms. Pat.
Okay, I didn't know that. No, I'm okay. receiving what you said. I'm taking it in, and I'll think about it some more. And certainly, I am aware of Jesus on the cross and the concept of forgiveness, and that you know we have forgiveness. And it's still I still am kind of awash in different grievous memories. So I tell you, I'm working on it with the codes, and it's helping. So. It's just maybe what I need to do right now is to work on these things. And that's fine because I'm so much better than I used to be in terms of the way I feel and how I'm approaching life. So I don't consider that I'm in bad shape or anything. It's just something that I need to work through.
Yes. And that, to me, is knowing we're going through it. It's no longer going to control us. And I'm pointing 10 fingers at myself that love does transform and truth does set you free.
Yeah.
And not living in a darkness of condemnation and judgment, but living in what is truth and how can I be the person that can let go of the past, do not fear the future, and live in this moment.
Yeah, well, that feels like a tall order for me. I
think you're up to it. I think you're up to it, young lady. Yeah.
Thanks.
I believe you're up to it. Anyone else have anything to say? Is there anything else you would like to discuss, Ms. Pat?
Oh, not for the moment, thanks.
Okay.
But I just want to add that President Reagan did have a certain way about him, didn't he? He was very personable. And
yes.
That came through. Yeah, that did come through.
Yeah.
He was, I think, kind-hearted, I think good-natured. And that came through. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. So when we look at the people involved in our lives and the strangers that we meet, we can say, my fellow human, I send you love. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
My fellow human. And just think about when you're walking down the street anywhere, and we have that power to say, my fellow human, I send you love. I like that one.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the reason that came to me, because for me, what that did just then is that helped someone really be real and alive, regardless of where they are in life. And if I can do that, then and be conscious of it with the intention of just pure love, wow, how peaceful life would be. Yes, how peaceful life is, will be, absolutely. Anyone else? Star 2? Well, if not, let's close tonight with an intention. How will I be for the time I have been on this call? I've been involved on this journey of healing and let go and just being really alive. And just continue to breathe into that and let it out. And just feel it going down your spine and down your chakras. And I am. I am light, and the truth of my being is I am valuable, I have worth, I am competent, and I will stand in that before all fellow humans and proclaim that I love them just as they are. I honor them. And I will send them loving energy with a pure intention for their good. Anyone have anything else they would like to add tonight? Well, I certainly am. Okay. Hi there.
Good evening, Linda, and good evening, Patricia. I send you love. Linda, thank you for the call tonight, for your insights, and I appreciate that because you are right. And if we are believers, we need to be sending love to other people and we can do that by setting examples, by just being there for other people, just by being kind and friendly and just smiling at other people. There's very, very many ways that we can send love to other people. So I really appreciate your sweetness, and I appreciate you too, Patricia, and God bless you and the plans that God has for you and the path that you are taking to continue on to walking. I know that God is going to lay out the plan for you so that you will be in the future taking retirement, but I know God has doors and plans for you, and the same for you, Linda, and the path that you have. I'm so grateful that you're such a caring wife, that you care about your husband and his needs, and I know that together God is using you both to lighten the path of other people, and the struggles that your husband's going through, you will be a blessing to other people and be able to reach people that I couldn't reach. You know, we're all out there. We each have our situations and things that we have been through in life. But if we're a believer, God uses what we have been through to reach out to touch other people with issues that we can relate to, and those we can't relate to, other people he sends in, you know, their lives to help them. But together, to me, that's just how we share the gospel. It's when it was taking what we have been through and sharing that love, sharing that light with other people, whether it's just a simple handshake, smile, a love call, phone call, just being friendly and kind to other people, or just healing. For me, it's working in a care facility and have an opportunity just to sit down and let the resident talk to me about anything they want to discuss. We have a wonderful world that we live in, and God can use us to be that light to other people. And with that, ladies, and everyone on the codes, healing codes call, my fellow believers in the Lord, keep on serving the Lord, because he will direct your path. And God is always faithful. God wants us to be faithful to him. So that's what I send tonight. My love and blessings to you from God.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Well, I appreciate that, and we love you, and thank you for your mission and your ministry and your presence. And as you were speaking, I've been watching, Linda Rondell has a YouTube, and it has sceneries on it. God is the same on the mountain as he is in the valley. And I was just really, really enjoying that. And then I was busy about my day or something, and the thought came, why do you have to go from the mountain to the valley? He's the same. So something happened within me, and it just changed. God is love, and that's all that matters. And we are all love. And that's what matters. I mean, we are just pure love. And if we can grasp just that simple, simple truth, we are love. What a difference it will make. And I think of Pat walking down the streets of New York. I mean, just walking down there and just being love. The difference it will make in lives, and they will never know it. Just like the person at the meeting the other night that I feel like was praying, they may never know the impact that they had on Pat's life. So just staying in the love, I think, is human beings' main responsibility. So thank you.
Amen.
Anyone else have anything? Star 2? Well, I am going to unmute us, and we can say good night, and we can say it with love and truth, and know that your presence has made a difference. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you both. Thanks, Linda. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Candace. I really appreciate your comments and your love. And I send mine to you both.
Thank you.
And
may
everyone who is on this call be blessed, whether or not they participated verbally or will listen in the future.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All right, ladies, let's go. Okay. Let's go sprinkle the love.
All righty. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
All the best.
Good night.
Okay. Good night. Okay.
Good night, bye. Candace.
Good night. Okay.
The moderator has left the conference.
Thank you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.